Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. The largest grain shipping terminal in the Twin Ports is shutting down at the end of August. CHS informed the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development that it is permanently closing the Superior Terminal, but the company hasn't publicly announced the move. At least 23 union employees will be impacted. The Duluth Seaway Port Authority called it a disappointing blow to the Port of Duluth Superior and the community as a whole. Officials say they will work with the City of Superior to seek solutions that could lead to a more positive outcome and hopefully continued use of the terminal. A growing number of Minnesota counties are becoming legal desert areas with too few attorneys to serve private clients, according to a new national study. Led by rural sociologist David Peters of Iowa State University, the research analyzed data from nearly every U.S. state and found that 11% of rural counties in the 48 states lack adequate legal representation.
I heard in a number of communities, for example, that not having enough criminal defense attorneys or not having enough public defenders put a lot of rural people at risk for longer sentences and even wrongful convictions. We also heard that not having enough family law attorneys in these small towns really complicated divorce proceedings or child custody or support.
Peter says the study identifies ways to address the problem. For example, a few states are issuing licenses for legal paraprofessionals who can handle most legal matters without being supervised by an attorney. An air quality alert is in effect for northwest and north central Minnesota until 6 this evening due to wildfire smoke from Canada. The affected areas include Brainerd, Bemidji, East Grand Forks, Moorhead, International Falls, Roseau, and the tribal nations of Mille Lacs, Leech Lake, White Earth, and Red Lake. In other headlines, back-to-school shopping just got simpler thanks to a St. Cloud startup. Claire and Brandon Richards launched Impacts in 2020, offering classroom-specific supply kits online. Parents order through the Impacts website and kits are shipped to their home or school, no more hopping around store to store. According to the National Retail Federation, families spend over $70 per child on supplies.
Our average kits are about $60, $65, and we use high-quality products. So we're using name brands like Crayola and Elmer's, all the things that we're familiar with. But we really stick to the list that the teacher is specifically requesting.
The Minneapolis City Council has unanimously approved a measure to raise the minimum price of e-cigarettes to $25, a significant increase from the previous minimum of just under $9. This is MNN.